Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill. I'm the pastor of Providence Presbyterian Church located in Evansville, Indiana. We are a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America. Today is Thursday, September 1st, 2022. This is edition number 43 of season 5 of the Morning Devotional. We are going through the book of Genesis. Today we come to chapter 43. Let's pray first and then we'll look just briefly at two very important points that come from this chapter. Let's pray. Father, as we turn to your word, as we look to it for help and guidance in our lives, we thank you for giving it to us. We thank you for your kindness and revealing yourself in your word to us, that you, as the God who redeems his people, cares for his people, watches over his people, is a God who also directs and governs and guides them through your word. We pray that your spirit would attend to that which is said and that which we read, and that you would bless this time in the hearing of your people, we pray for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, we come to chapter 43, and chapter 43, much like chapter 42, is a journey of the brothers the brothers of Joseph, the ones who sold him into slavery many chapters ago. On the first trip there, they were functionally set up in order to guarantee a return from the brothers. On the first journey, they left Benjamin, the youngest, behind with their father Jacob. But here in chapter 43, they are going to now return with Benjamin. That was one of the conditions that Joseph gave them. Joseph, of course, is veiled before their eyes. They cannot tell who he is. They have yet not figured that out. It has not been granted to them to see that very truth. And so in chapter 43, we have really in the beginning of the chapter and really running throughout the chapter, at least in the very first half of the chapter, you have this interplay between Jacob and Judah. Now, there's a very interesting theme here that is set forth, that Judah becomes, as it were, a pledge for the life of Benjamin. And he says so there, verse 8, and Judah said to Israel his father, "Send the boy with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and you and also our little ones. I will be a pledge of his safety. From my hand you shall require him. If I do not bring him back to you and set him before you, then let me bear the blame forever. If we had not delayed, we would now have returned twice." And so there's this negotiation that's going on between the patriarch, between Jacob and Judah, his son. And in much the same way, Jesus Christ is the one who pledges himself on our behalf. Here, Judah pledges himself on the behalf of Benjamin, his youngest brother. And Jesus, our elder brother from the tribe of Judah, pledges himself on our behalf that we might find safe passage to our Father's home, to our heavenly rest. And so there is, in some sense, a snapshot of that very reality that Jesus Christ accomplishes in his giving of his life a ransom for many. Judah is willing to lay down his life for the sake of his brother. He is a pledge, a guarantee of his brother's safe passage and safe arrival. And so Jacob relents. They return to Joseph. Again, he is veiled. They do not know who he is. And Joseph gives them a feast, gives them a meal. He sets them apart from the Egyptians, which again is another picture of how God will set them apart from the Egyptians in a number of chapters later in the book of Exodus. And Joseph is moved with compassion for his brothers. And so here, through the providential working of God, the covenant line, the sons of Israel return again to Egypt. This time they bring Benjamin, and in chapter 44 we're going to see more of the unfolding of this very events leading to chapter 45 when Joseph finally reveals himself to his brothers. So very important themes that come through this chapter. We see, of course, God's providence working, continuing to work to get his people to safety. We see the theme of Judah as the surety or pledge for Benjamin. We see the compassion of Joseph for his brothers. There's no animosity, there's only compassion, even in the face of those who wronged him so long ago. Well, I trust these times are helpful for you. I hope they are. If you have any comments or questions, you can leave me a note. The way to contact me is there before you on the screen. And so until the Friday edition, when we do take up Genesis chapter 44, may the Lord bless you today. May you walk in his ways. God bless.